He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's where you are, and we'd love to hear from you throughout the show, especially with so many great things coming up. I know I want to keep saying let's move forward to the Jacksonville game that's coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock that you can listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network. But James Palmer said something yesterday from Bleacher Report on the way the offense is put together. How's that say? You're talking about the ingredients in the offense and how to get this thing put together, especially with new faces like Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator. I'm very interested to hear, Jeff, your reaction to this. All right, so let's talk about what he's saying and then try to just put yourself into the mind of the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns right now. Let's just focus on it from that aspect. So you've got, you know, old offense, new offense, offensive line that's reeling from injury. You've got off-the-field events that are going on. You go into last week against also knowing, you know, losing your father and you know, whatever the relationship might be you're thinking about in your head about a loved one that you've lost. And then you lost a friend last week that you played college football with that was shot and killed on Saturday night. So now there's like six or seven different elements. Oh, and by the way, you're up against Dallas's defense. And this is not an excuse segment, okay? I'm not trying to make it that way. But when you listen to what James Palmer's saying, like on top of, I mean, there's like a million things going on that could be rolling through Deshaun's ears at any given moment, and to try to find the clarity to just even play quarterback. Oh, and by the way, your shoulder was reconstructed like no other quarterback has ever had to have it reconstructed before. I don't know. These are all things that make you wonder how is this going to work? How does he turn the page, and I'll literally say that now, to this week knowing that, you know, he also had to spend, 15, 20 minutes answering questions about another civil suit. I mean, this is a lot of stuff going on right now.
Welcome to life in the NFL as a star quarterback. Big controversy about Joe Burrow's wrist. Doesn't begin to compare to what Deshaun has going on, but, you know, this is what he signed up for, Andy. Correct?
Correct, no. And this is what the Browns signed up for.
Browns signed up for the guy they saw in Houston. We haven't seen that guy except in very small glimpses here. So, I mean, Andy, he's clearly has something to live up to. Maybe not in his mind, but in everybody else's. I mean, a week or so ago, he said he's still an elite quarterback. Well, let's see it. Great. I love the confidence. Let's see it. And there's more to it than just that. His offensive line needs to do a good job. Coaches need to do a good job, put him in a good situation. But, you know, let's see it.
I mean, he can say he's an elite quarterback. He is not. He's not.
Hasn't
elite
played like it.
No. In fact, I hesitated on all these places that were saying 8.5 wins this season. 8.5. I'm like, how can that be? If Deshaun Watson's at 80%, they're still better than an 8-win team. They're still better than knowing what the defense looks like, because the defense is going to win. Like, this could be a game where the defense wins the game for you. This week could be one of those games. But, you know, even just looking at it, to say elite quarterback is tough. I mean, I'm looking at CBS Sports, and they did their power rankings for quarterbacks, whatever that's worth, okay? I mean, all it is another it reminds me of the AP college football poll, and I'll never forget something that was said to us in college. They were like, why does the AP poll, it used to come out on Tuesdays, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why does the AP poll come out on Tuesdays? Why? Because there's nothing else to write about with college football on Tuesdays, so they made up their own story, and then that became a thing. Well, I think it's also the same for folks that are doing quarterback ratings or ranking teams in power rankings. I think the same thing about that. It's like, okay, well, I needed something to write about midweek in between the Monday night game and the Thursday night game, and trying to get people still excited, because we know the product out there for football, there just isn't enough information to go around right now. So why not come up with power rankings for teams, power rankings for quarterbacks, power rankings for everything, and it kind of fills your week as you get set. Deshaun Watson is ranked 28th by CBS right now. Only Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, Bryce Young, Malik Willis are behind him.
Wow.
So that's not an elite quarterback.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Who's slightly ahead of him?
Will Levis is a 27. Jacoby Brissett, who filled in for him, was 26. Gardner Minshew was sitting at 25. Caleb Williams, rookie, 24. Justin Fields in Pittsburgh, 23. Sam Darnold, 22. Kirk Cousins, 21. And you know where I'm going to on this, right, where I'll stop. Anthony Richardson is 20 on Indy.
And Baker is where?
You know I was going to stop there. I'm going to keep going. Derek Carr is 19. Where is Baker? Jaden Daniels, 18. Geno Smith, 17. Nope. Baker Mayfield, 16.
It's about right. Boy, he's got some great receivers.
I can't tell you how many people have said to me, great receivers. You know, I looked at the trade again. Wow. Did not look good.
Well,
that trade does not look good.
It looks terrible.
No, it looks horrific right now.
Andy, that's why I've been saying for months, if it's not good by the end of this year, I think they're moving on. You can't hold your franchise in quarterback limbo.
Jeff, what if he doesn't look good again this week?
He's the starting quarterback this year, Andy. I don't see that changing.
To what extent? At one point, if you think you change the quarterback, you can change the outcome of the season. What if he doesn't look good again this week? And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just throwing that out there.
I personally think he's going to start. I think he's the starting quarterback this year. At some point, I think he's going to look good enough where it eases the thought that you're going to have to make a move. If he doesn't after four games, that's a different story. Maybe.
You can't start the season 0-4. We all know the numbers on 0-4 teams.
Exactly, except you can.
Well, if you do, you're starting to talk about draft picks.
Changing the quarterback doesn't necessarily change your – if your team's not doing very well, you're 0-2, 0-3, changing from Deshaun to Jameis – might not be the only thing you need.
I hate to say it. I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
What did we learn about having Joe Flacco as the quarterback last year? What did we learn?
Oh, my God.
What did we learn?
We learned that the defense can win some games for you, and if you cut her loose, you might be able to put some points up.
Oh, no, it's the Deacon annoyed groan for me.
Let's not talk about Flacco. Joe did a fine job.
Okay,
here,
rip the name
despite the interceptions.
Yeah, despite the intercept, rip the name off the back of the jersey. What did we learn about bringing in a quarterback off the streets that was able to do with this offense? I mean, it's not that much different. If Jed's healthy and Jack's out, although they didn't have Jack last year either. So, what did we learn?
Look, I don't want to make excuses. As you said, I don't want this to be an excuse segment.
Right.
You could make the argument that Deshaun was getting his act together last year when he got hurt. You could make that argument.
Okay. I thought he was too. I'm not, I don't disagree with that. I felt like we were finally going in the right direction.
Perhaps the Browns would have been as successful with him at quarterback as they were with Joe.
There are two things here, though. One, what James Palmer said about the possibility of there being just too many cooks in the kitchen on offense, and there might be just too much going on there. Two, and no one wants to admit this, that the surgery that he had was unique, right? We don't know of any other quarterbacks that have had this kind of multiple surgeries. I heard Barry Kay talk about that.
I've not heard that, but okay.
I mean, there is a possibility that, you know, surgery didn't fix all those ails of becoming the quarterback that he once was. And at some point, you might have to admit that. And not today. I don't want to admit that today. I don't want to think that today. But we've only seen Deshaun Watson once this year. And that was week one. And it was not good. But, I mean, how much of it was on him? How much of it was the fact that he was looking at the stars all day after getting sacked six times? I mean, there are a lot of little just things out there about Deshaun that make you want to say, oh, okay, am I still – like, I still feel like there was huge optimism for him to be able to return to the form that he once was. And I think, Jeff, based on what we – that small sample size towards the end of last season when he was still playing, that we did see some hope out of our starting quarterback, that you saw some of those things. But there might be a point
– he's not had a 300-yard passing game as a Brown. Has he needed it? You know, I look back at, remember the Tennessee game? He was really good. 289 yards.
Yeah.
27-33. And then that second half of the Baltimore game, he was really good. They beat up Arizona. He was solid in that game. You know, you truly could make the argument that he was starting to get it together. Throw out that Colts game because he only played five snaps. But, you know, his last three full games were better than tolerable.
Hmm. I don't know. Are there too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to...
Meaning what? Mouths to feed?
Well, your head coach, who you've been playing, now you've got a different offensive coordinator, and you're trying to implement new things. Are there too many cooks in the kitchen? 216-474-0092. Does it just need to be simpler? Just make life easy. Try to figure out how to get Deshaun Watson back on track after week one. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.